Today's Amud is Tainis Lamed Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah had mentioned that Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal adam shnei tavshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to eat 2 cooked foods. Now what exactly does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda loishanu ela misheisha yisul lemaila. The iser to eat 2 cooked foods is only during the second half of the day, from chatzais and onwards, from the 6th hour and onwards. Ava misheisha yisul lemata, from before chatzais, so then it's mutter before chatzais hayoim, it's mutter to eat as much food as you want. Va'amar Rav Yehuda, another member from Rav Yehuda, that loishanu ela besuda hamafsikba. It's only by the Suda HaMafsekas, by the last Suda before the fast, that's when it's an issue to eat 2 cooked foods. Ava besuda she'enei mafsikba, mutter. However, if one's eating the Suda and he's planning on eating again afterwards, it's not his final eating before the fast, so then he's allowed to eat 2 cooked foods. It's only by the Suda HaMafsekas that he's not allowed to. And says the Gemara, Tarvayu Lekula, when Rabbi Yehuda said both of these things, he meant to take the sad kal from each one. Vitzricha, you need both, meaning like this. If Rabbi Yehuda would have just told us that by the Suda HaMafsekes, that's when there's an iser to eat 2 cooked foods, Havamina filu mishe shayis ulamata. I might have thought that even if a person, he's eating his Suda HaMafsekes at 10 o'clock in the morning, for whatever reason, I might have thought that then also there's an iser for him to have 2 cooked foods. Kamash Malan, the first memra, that no, it's only mishe shayis ulamayla. That the iser is only after Chatzai Sayyim, in the second half of the day. Now, if he just would have told us this first memra, that a person is not allowed to have 2 cooked foods for during the second half of the day, I could have thought that that means even when it's not the Suda HaMafsekes, even if it's just Stam, he's eating during the second half of the day, he's not allowed to have 2 cooked foods together. Kamash Malam Basuda HaMafsekba. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda told us that it's the Suda HaMafsekes, that's the only time this Isra applies. So it comes out that the iser to have 2 cooked foods is only by the Suda HaMafsekes, which is eaten during the second half of the day. Now says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama and Tanya Kalishna Basra. We actually have a Braisa, which says exactly like Rabbi Yehuda's first memra, that there's a din of, that the din is Tully and which half of the day it is. And then we also have a Braisa, which says like Rabbi Yehuda's second memra, that it's Tully and the Suda HaMafsekes. And we put the two together, assuming it's not a Machlekes, so then it has to be Dafka, it's the Suda HaMafsekes during the second half of the day, that's when a person can't have these 2 cooked dishes. Now, the Gemara is going to bring the braces. So Tanya Kalishna Basra, first says the Gemara, we have a brace that says like the second Lashon, that it's Talui Nisida Mafsekas. It says, Asayid Erev Tisha B'Av, a person who has a meal on Erev Tisha B'Av. So im asid lisoid suda acheres, if he's going to eat again later before the fast, meaning this is not the suda hamafsekas, so then motor la'achol baser v'lish des yayin. So he's allowed to eat meat, he's allowed to drink wine. So here we're not talking about the restriction of having 2 cooked foods, here we're talking about the restriction of eating meat and drinking wine. Now we're used to that being a din in the 9 days, so for Sfardim the 8 days, not counting Rosh Chodesh, but really midina de gemara, the isra of eating meat and drinking wine is only on Erev Tisha B'Av, and only by the Suda HaMafsekes during the second half of the day. That's really Medina de Gemara, the only time that there's an iser to eat meat and drink wine, which I believe Taimanim are actually knowing like this. This is their minog, like the Dina de Gemara. Ashkenazim and Sfardim are Machmir. We have a minog not to eat meat for the entire 9 or 8 days. But Medina de Gemara, it's only just on Erev Tisha B'Av. So says the Braisa, that this whole restriction, that there's an iser to eat meat and drink wine, it's only if you're not going to be eating again until the fast. It's only if you're not going to be eating again. But if you are going to be eating again, so then it's mutter la'achol baser v'lish desyayin. It's only v'emlav if you're not going to be eating again, so then this is the suda hamafsekes, so then it's aser la'achol baser v'lish desyayin. A person is not allowed to eat meat and drink wine by the suda hamafsekes. So you see from this lishna, from this braisa, like the Lishna Basra, that the restrictions of Erev Tisha B'Av, we were talking about the restriction of having two cooked foods, this Bryce is talking about the restriction of eating meat and drinking wine, but they're both the restrictions of Erev Tisha B'Av, they only apply by the Suda HaMafsekas, they do not apply if a person is going to be eating again. Now, says the Gemara, Tani Kalishna Kama, we also have a Braisa that says, like the Lishna Kama, that the restrictions of Erev Tisha B'Av of eating are only if during the second half of the day. It says like this, the Braisa says that Erev Tisha B'Av L'yeichol Adam Shnei Tavshilin. So this, it says that on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to eat two cooked dishes in the same meal. L'yeichol Basar, he's not allowed to eat meat. He's not allowed to drink wine. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer Yeshana. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're allowed to, you just have to do it with a shinoi. You have to do it differently than you would during the rest of the year. So what does that mean? So before we continue, the Braisa says, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yudah, Keitzan, Mishana, what does it mean to be Mishana? It means, if normally you eat Shnei Tavshilin, so by this Suda, just eat one Tavshil. If you usually eat with 10 people all together, Sayyid b'chamisha, this time eat with just 5 people. Hayarago lishtais asarakai says, if normally you have 10 cups of wine by your meals, so then by this meal, shaysa chamisha kai says, just drink 5 cups. Now, b'medvar mamurim, when is all of this said that you have to be careful about these different things on Erev Tisha B'Av? It's only mishay shay salamayla, it's only during the second half of the day, of a mishay shay salamata mutter. But during the first half of the day, it's all mutter, so this is the braisa like the Lishna Kama. Now, for the rest of the summit, for the most part, the Gemara is going to bring more braisas that discuss these halachas. So it says the Gemara, Tanya, Idach, another braisa, that Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yeichol adam shnei tavshilin, a person should not eat two cooked dishes, two cooked foods, lo yeichol basar, lo yish deyayin, divir emeir. Also, you can't have meat, can't drink wine, that's the sheet of emeir. The chachamim say it's mutter, you just have to do it with a shinoi. So how do you do it with a shinoi? You just do less. So keitza memayit, so how do you do less? Emayarago lacho litra basar. If normally you eat a litra measurement of basar, that's the normal amount, 500 gram steaks, if that's normally what you eat, so then, yoichal chati litra, eat half of that, that's a shinoi. Normally you drink a certain measurement of wine, so now drink half of that. If normally you don't drink wine, normally you don't eat meat, so then on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to have any meat or any wine. If normally you eat these different types of foods, a tznayin, a radish, or a maliach, or Rashi says a salty fish, or salty meat, they don't really give that much hana. If that's what you normally eat, acher sudasai, after the suda, so then arishas biyadai, so also an Erev Tisha B'Av, that will be mutter. Tani idach, we learned in another braisa, more halachis, and kol shuhu mishum Tisha B'Av, any suda that you're eating because of Tisha B'Av, meaning, Rashi says, that's another way of saying the suda mafsekas, the suda hamafsekas that you're eating mamish right before Tisha B'Av, you're eating it for Tisha B'Av, so then, during that suda, it's asal echo basar, va'asar lishtei siayin. You're not allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to drink wine. Va'asar lirchaitz, and you're also not allowed to wash yourself during the zman of the suda hamafsekas. You're not allowed to take a shower, meaning the restriction of taking a shower of Tisha B'Av extends already to the zman of the suda hamafsekas. Already during the zman that you're eating the suda hamafsekas, that's already when the iser of rechitza starts to apply. Which again, we're machmir not to be reichitz at all during the Shavuot Shechalba, during the 9 days for Ashkenazim, but really maker adin, it's just on Erev Tisha, really just on Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara is saying that it extends according to this Braisa, it extends until the Zman and the Suda Mafsekas. It goes earlier. It starts earlier. Kol she'enay misham Tisha B'Av. However, anytime a person is eating a meal and it's not for Tisha B'Av, meaning he's going to be eating again later during the day, or Rashi says, let's say a person is eating before a fast, but it's a different fast, it's Shavasar B'Tamuz, or a different fast, so then it's mutter le'echol basar v'lishtei siayin. So that meal, which is not the Suda Mafsekas, it's mutter to eat meat, smutter lishtas yayin, to drink wine, and then switch to girsa here, umutter lirchites, and a person is allowed to wash himself. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, Aymer, Mishum Aviv, he said in the name of his father, who was Rabbi Yossi, that kol shah shemutter la'achol basar, mutter lirchaitz, that he said that no, it's not true. Anytime an Erev Tisha B'Av, being that there's a heter to eat meat, so there's also a heter to do of rechitza. Kol shah shemutter la'achol, the Gra says, not the word, but take out the word basar, that kol shah shemutter la'achol, mutter lirchaitz. So long as it's mutter to eat, you're also allowed to wash yourself. So it's not like the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama had said that during the Sudam Afsekas, where you're not allowed to eat meat, so he said you're also not allowed to wash yourself. And Rabbi Shmuel is quoting from his father, Rabbi Yossi, that no, since you're allowed to eat, you're also allowed to do rechitza. Rechitza is something, the Isser rechitza is only on Tisha B'Av itself. It doesn't start at all any time before Tisha B'Av. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, kol mitzvos hanehagos be'avil, nehagos b'Tisha B'Av. All the different restrictions that apply to an avil apply also on Tisha B'Av. All the same restrictions of an avil, they apply to Tisha B'Av as well, because Tisha B'Av is also a day of avelus. Which means as follows. So some of these are not going to be negeh to an avil, but these are, we're going to say now all the restrictions of Tisha B'Av. It's aser b'achilu b'shtia. A person is not allowed to eat or drink on Tisha B'Av, right? So that's an avil is obviously allowed to eat and drink, but the next ones are going to be even by an avil. An avil ubesicha, a person is not allowed to anoint himself, uben ilas a sandal, he can't wear shoes, or at least leather shoes. We spoke about this in the Reis al Halacha and the end of Meseches Yuma. Ubetashmish hamita, a person is not allowed to be together with his wife. Va'aser likrais b'teira, he's not allowed to learn teira, meaning the chamisha chumshe teira, b'neviim ubeksuvim, also not any area of Nach. Many yeshiva guys are makbid about this all year round. Avilishnais b'mishnah, he's also not allowed to learn mishnayis, b'talmud, or gemara, b'medrash, b'alachus, b'agadis, can't learn anything. Aval kairi hu b'makoyim she'inei rago likreis, but he is allowed to read places that he's not familiar with. He's allowed to, because that's not going to give him enjoyment. So he's allowed to read places that he's not used to learning, or v'shayne b'makoyim she'inei rago lishnais. He could learn psukim or learn gemaras, mishnayos that he's not normal, that he doesn't normally learn. Vikare bekenes, he could read kenes, be'iyav, udvar maharam shebe'yirmiyah, where also the sefer of Iyav, where the psukim that discuss, the chorban in Yirmiyah, divrei musar, that's all fine, that's not going to bring joy. Utinaika shebeis rabban betalin, or the girsa that we have, is that the yeshivas are closed, mishum shenemer, because the pasuk says that pekudei Hashem yisharim misamch that the Torah is the Ashar, the Pekudi Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem, and the Torah is Misam Chilev, it brings joy to a person's heart. So since it brings joy to a person, so therefore these things in Avil and on Tisha B'Av, a person has to refrain from learning these things. Maybe it's the Aruch HaShulchan says that, yeshiva guys, children, Tinoike Shobes Rabban, they don't typically enjoy going to school, so why is it also for them? So I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, but Pekudi Hashem Yisharim are Misam Chilev, even if the child, he doesn't realize it, but his lave gets the simcha from the learning, and therefore it's aser for an avil and also on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda said that af einu kair b'malkim she'enu rago likrois, that no, there is no such satcher heter even in a place where a person doesn't normally learn. He's not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av ve'enu or an avil ve'enu she'enu b'malkim she'enu rago lishnais, and he's not allowed to learn things that he doesn't normally learn. Avol kairi hu be'iyav hu bekenes b'dvar ma'ra'im shebi'yirmiyah. That he says he is masking too, that those things, kinnis, iyuv, and varma raim, shebirmiyo, that he's masking, those things are mutter, and he's also masking, vetinoikai, shebis rabban, betalimboy, that the children don't go to yeshiva, misham shenemer, as the pasuk says, bekude Hashem yisharim, misam chelev, that Torah makes the person happy. The Ivitz actually in the Siddur learns that just like the Gemara you see over here is being mitzadeh, that maybe things that a person is not accustomed to learning, so it's difficult, and therefore it doesn't bring a person simcha. So it says the Ivitz in the Siddur that to learn a new sugya, to learn be'ian, a new sugya, so that causes tsar, and therefore it's usher to learn be'ian, a new sugya, it's usher to learn on Shabbos. He says you're being mitzar yourself, and that's what the Ivitz writes, that the Ivitz he writes in the Siddur that it's usher by Yom HaShabbos, on page 735, he writes a person is not allowed to learn be'ian. L'maisa, the Chida brings it in Machzik Bracha and Aruchayim and Simen Reish Tzadi Sifkan Aleph, and Imamish doesn't like it. He says it's not true. Avada, learning makes a person happy, even if at first there's some tzar involved, but really ultimately it's all a person enjoys it, he likes it, and therefore a person could learn even be'ian on Shabbos. And Bez Hashem will continue from here in the following shir.